The Great American Road Trip is past halfway. 24 hours have passed since we last checked in with them, and Adam Gatherum, Joey Stocking, and Josh Keeler are 1,500 miles closer to their goal of driving through all the lower 48 states faster than anyone ever has. They've been on the road since Sunday morning and are now in, where are you guys?
We're in South Dakota I-90.
All right, and that is Josh?
Yes.
Hey, Josh, so I guess you're riding shotgun, and a special treat, Josh's dad, Jim, who's in Utah, and headquarters for the whole crazy mission, is also on the phone. Hey, Jim. Oh, do we have Jim? Oh. No, I guess not. Just you, Josh. Hey, Josh. I didn't know if you're a... Hey, Jim, are you there?
I'm here.
I thought it'd be harder to get the guy who's actually driving cross country than 3 days than the guy sitting on his couch, but I guess not. Jim, was this whole trip your idea?
Yes, it was. It's something I came up with in 1993 with a friend of mine named John Bruff. We were on a road trip to Tennessee and from Salt Lake City, and we were driving along and trying to, you know, talking about driving and trips and road things to see on the side. And anyway, one of us, we don't remember who, came up with the idea of how long would it take to go through all 48 states. And initially we figured, well, probably 2 weeks. And by a couple hundred miles down the road, we were thinking, well, maybe 10 days. Well, uh-huh. 10 days would be, you know, what it would take. So when I got home from that trip, I went to AAA and got a complete set of U.S. maps and all the states and started working on the route.
And how? When did you figure what the record was? Because there was no Google then, so how did you know what time you were trying to beat?
Well, I went to the Guinness Book of Records, and there were three gentlemen from Connecticut who were pilots for various airlines, and the map company in Chicago, Rand McDally, had a contest. And the contest was to see who could, you know, figure out the shortest route. Well, the people that figured the shortest route won the trip.
I see.
Rand McNally sponsored them in a Chevy van. They even had a spare engine, you know, extra tires, a big gas tank, the total opposite of what Josh was doing.
And how long did they do it in?
They did it in 127 hours and 15 minutes.
And so now, Josh, there you are in a Toyota Scion, no extra nothing except two extra guys to take some of the driving duty. What kind of time are you making?
We're making great time. We've got about 4,600 miles. We've got 12 states to go. Wow. And we're about 2 hours from starting our fourth day.
And what is sleeping really cramped? Are you guys getting really cranky?
You know, it hasn't been too bad. One of us is always asleep. The back seat of the car is just big enough for somebody to lay down back there and get some good sleep. And we got somebody driving and somebody navigating at all times.
And
they're pretty busy.
And have they invented a brand or flavor of Febreze strong enough to counteract the effects of three guys in a Toyota Scion for 3 days?
No. It's going to need some definite improvements.
Jim, when you were thinking of the trip 15 years ago, did you account for smell?
Well, our plan was we had a van that was going to be provided by Ford Motor Company. It was a prototype of a new Mercury van.
Oh, wow.
And so we were going to put air fresheners all over the whole thing inside.
So you did think about it.
Yeah. Cherry, pine, whatever. So it sounds like it was much more than a pipe dream. I mean, you had a real car company on board, and what happened? What happened to the dream?
Well, we were getting ready to put the whole thing in all the final details together, and my mother passed away. And so I had an estate to take care of, and, you know, we considered strapping her to a rocking chair on the top of the van, but then we thought we better not do that.
Yeah, and then the makers of National Lampoon's Vacation would sue you for plagiarism. Yeah.
Sued me, that's for sure. So she passed away, and so the trip kind of went down the drain, and I never forgot about it. I was still constantly looking at the maps and wishing. And then last September, Joshua came to me and said, "Hey, Dad, do you still have all those maps?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, we're going to do the trip."
That's awesome. And, Josh, how much change did you make on his original plans from 15 years ago? Did he come up with better ideas, or did you know that some roads changed or anything like that?
You know, we've known that some of the roads have changed, and there's a few little things here and there, but overall it's pretty much the same exact route. and we've just had to tweak things here and there.
Mm. And I heard that you had, because you blog, and I read your blog, which is amazing that you could do that from the road. But I heard about some navigational issues around Chicago. What happened? Oh, I think someone cut out. I think Josh cut out?
Well, what happened
was... Yeah, you tell me, Jim.
They got up there, and they tried to go up Interstate 90, up angled up towards Wisconsin, and there was construction going on, and the roadsides through that area were very confusing, and so he had some difficulty navigating on up to Wisconsin, but eventually they were okay.
And I know you're in mission control and can help them if you need to, but have you had to be called in to scramble and find alternate routes, Jim?
Not alternate routes, but I've been on top of the weather. So I've been sitting here at the computer, probably getting as much sleep as they are.
Yeah, maybe not stinking up the den as bad. And Josh, you're back with us now?
I am.
So one quick question. Any of the places that you've passed through that you said, you know what, I'd like to come back here and check it out for more than, you know, just a toe touch or just a drive through and see the highway?
Yeah, we've seen a few different places that have been pretty interesting.
Oh, there goes the
Josh
phone
is
again.
In a mountain pass.
Yeah. We got to tell the Verizon Dakota people. Jim,
Can you hear me now?
Jim, I'll leave it with you just to say this sounds like a great father-son bonding experience even though you're 1,000 miles away. Is that right?
It's a tremendous experience. I'm greatly honored by what he's doing and I'm
And for his when he's done, you'll get him a new phone, right?
We're going to buy him a new phone so he can talk to people while he's on the road.
All right. Jim Keeler, who Josh was with us for a second there, but his son and two of his friends are going cross country on this amazing road trip. They have a blog, and we'll link to it from our blog. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Thank you very much, and have a good morning.
Thank you. Thank you.